The world is full of imposters. And it doesn't matter how much you believe in Jesus, how much you want to follow hard after him, it's easier than you may think to slip back into worshipping those imposters. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The Bible talks rather a lot about idolatry, and sure, in some countries, there are idols everywhere. In others, well, not so much. So it's easy when you get to one of those bits in the Bible that talks about idolatry to skim it. Well, you know, that's not for me, is it? Isn't it? So maybe you're not into witchcraft. Maybe you don't have an idol in your house. But just stop and think about all the other imposters vying for your attention. Wealth, materialism, success, living in the right suburb, in the right house, sending your kids to the right schools, being seen to have made it, whatever that means. There are plenty of people who say they believe in Jesus with all their hearts and yet worship at the altars of different gods, whether they realize it or not. And it doesn't matter which of these imposters you're into, that idol, and that's what it is, something that you put before the one true God, is going to lead you to doom and destruction. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 16, "And I will announce judgment against my people, because they are evil and they've turned away from me. They offered sacrifices to other gods and worshipped idols that they made with their own hands." Listen up. God wants the best for you, his very best. And you'll never find his best if you're sacrificing your life to an idol that seems oh so seductive, yet will lead you to destruction. When does something become an idol? Well, that's easy. When you know that you'd struggle to give it up if God asked you to. Don't be an idol worshipper. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God does want you to have his very best. He wants to bless your socks off, although I know that believing that, given the stuff that you may have going on in your life, well, it's not easy some days. And that's what our latest life application booklet, "Does God Really Want to Bless Me?" is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com.